This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The Colorado legislature appears poised to override a veto from Governor Jared Polis on a bipartisan bill that puts new regulations on social media companies. CPR's Benta Berglund has more.
The Senate voted 29-6 Friday morning to override the veto, sending the process over to the House, where it will need two-thirds support to take effect. It's a rare rebuke of the governor from the legislative branch. The bill would require social media sites to remove accounts found to be engaged in illegal activity, like selling guns or drugs or sex trafficking minors. It also requires large social media companies like Meta and Snap to respond to law enforcement investigations within 72 hours. Polis said the bill erodes privacy, freedom, and innovation, and would hurt vulnerable people and potentially subject all Coloradans to stifling and unwarranted scrutiny of their online speech. I'm Benta Berglund, CPR News.
A fruit orchard is taking root in Lyons, more than a decade after flash flooding made the land unsuitable for housing. The community orchard will feature a wide variety of fruit trees cared for by volunteers. Adrian Kirk leads the Lyons Community Farm Project.
We don't just have grit. We see that there's possibility and opportunity for rebirth, and something new can come through from tragedy.
There's a Blossom Festival at the orchard starting today at 10 a.m. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. For more local news, visit CPR.org. The time is 9:06.